Well, hello there. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols, and this is a podcast where I read poetry and prose every day in hopes to remind you to take deep breaths no matter what comes your way. Today's piece is called Three Ways to Rest. It's a slightly longer episode than usual, but I hope you enjoy. Today I want to talk about rest. Rest is a big word. We all know that we need rest. However, sometimes it can feel like too broad of a word, in the sense of we use the word rest to talk about a day off from work, and we also use rest to talk about going to sleep at night. And this is at least true for the English language. I'm not sure about other languages. However, sometimes I have found that when a word is so big and used for so many different things, such as another word like love or hope, sometimes it can lose its meaning and its value. Not that the word itself is no longer meaningful, but when it is used quite a bit, it can become very difficult to, how I like to say, kind of enter into that word and what it means. So today I want to talk about different kinds, different ways to rest. Okay, so the first one is actually sleep. Sleep is probably the most obvious form of rest and the most obviously needed form of rest. And we all notice when our bodies need rest and when we just can't stay awake another minute and we're just ready to close our eyes and end the day. However, I am beginning to find that rest is also a solution. Sometimes it is a solution to a problem. If I am just wearing my mind, my brain to the ground, trying to sort through something, sometimes that answer is on the other end of rest. And as much as I would like to just fight through it and sit at the desk for another hour, the answer is on the other side of the sleep that I am resisting creating space for. So one thing that I have been challenging myself to do lately is to slow down and ask myself, is there a way that I can take a nap here? Is there a way that I can go to bed a little extra early tonight? And it's not always possible that I'm able to do that. Some things do call for immediate attention. However, I think that rest is, of the many things that it is, it is also sleep. And sometimes that's the first question that we need to start with. Another form of rest has to do with change. Creating space for change in our day, changing up our routine, changing up the places or the devices that we use or ordinarily go to. How can we change something so that we can be reminded to rest? So maybe going for a walk that is a little bit longer than the walk that you normally go on, or maybe adding something to your day that maybe doesn't require more, you know, mental activity or even really intense physical activity, but even just something as preparing an additional meal or writing in your journal, something that may not necessarily, you may not necessarily associate with rest, but sometimes when we break out of our routine and we break out of our normal habit, we can start to see that, oh wait, there's all of these other things that I can do, and when I finish doing them, at the end, I want to rest. At the end, I want to take that break. Because for many of us, it's hard to kind of convince our brains of what our bodies already know. Our bodies know that it's time to rest before the mind does. So asking yourself the question, how can I get into my body in a way, even if it's not, it doesn't have to be something really intense, but just in a slightly different way than normal. So when I'm finished with that extra activity or that different activity, I can kind of see that as, okay, there's some space after that, and I'm going to use that space to just sit down and do nothing for a minute. Another form of rest is resting through letting go. What is something that is keeping your mind extra active during the day? A problem, something in your life that you have to solve, need to solve? Are there any parts of that that you can let go? Is there any part of the process, whether it's just a simple act of, you know, checking your email to see if they responded, checking your text messages to see if they responded, refreshing to read the news articles? Is there any part of this where you can say, okay, I'm just going to cut out that part. I'm just going to take out that part. So this form of rest is a form of subtraction. Sometimes we have to take things out in order to see, wait, maybe I don't need it. Maybe instead of having this with me at all times, maybe in that gap is where I can rest. I've been experiencing this with social media. I recently had a really big project that I had to finish. And in working on this project, I decided to remove all social media from my phone, and I only have it on my tablet. And my original plan was, when I finished this project, was to just upload all of the social media apps back onto my phone. However, what I found is that the times that I do need social media, because I use social media for work, it's still there on my tablet, which I still have access to. However, I don't carry my tablet in my pocket. So when I do go to get on social media, it's like a conscious act of going into my studio and sitting down at the desk and opening my tablet. And I've just found that even just taking social media off of my phone, I didn't delete my accounts, I didn't delete my apps, but just taking that time to really notice that shift really did something within me. And I've just been noticing that I feel just ever so gradually more rested during the day, not having it on my phone. And even the tone of my voice, I kind of have a little question mark in there, because I still feel like it's super, super subtle. It's not anything to make a headline out of. However, I've just noticed that subtraction, making that conscious choice to sort of gradually pull back, has been very impactful. So just to kind of recap on what is a slightly longer episode than normal, the first way to rest is to literally sleep, or ask yourself questions about sleep. Seek help as to how you can get more sleep. And the second is kind of thinking about what you can add to your day that makes you makes you look forward to resting a bit more. You know, something just out of the ordinary. It doesn't have to be anything extreme. And the third is that letting go, that subtraction. You know, what can you take out of your routine? What can you move or shift? And what does that say about creating more space for rest? And this isn't really like a step or anything, but to just overall just surrender and let go. And this is something I'm saying to myself: surrender and let go of the need to find the perfect way to rest right away. This is something that will take a long time to cultivate, especially if you have ever received a message in your life, whether it was childhood or even in adulthood, that rest makes you weak and that you're not worthy of rest unless you've worked harder and harder and harder. It takes time to work out of that and soften into rest and feel like we're allowed and we're safe to do that. So just give yourself permission to go on the journey of discovering what rest looks like for you in this season. Thank you for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. And you are free to take this question and write about it in your journal or just simply think about it throughout the day. Today's question is, do you feel like you were able to cultivate a sense of rest this past week? What can you change for next week? Thank you again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols. See you tomorrow.